breakfast. For Chemist Warehouse, get half-price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse.
Here it is, the Monday edition of the potty. Basil Zemplis alongside Lockie Reed. COVID confusion continuing in our community and on our radio show, Lockie.
Is Baz allowed out or not? That is the question. We think we've come to a solution and you are free, Baz, to get back amongst the community. The Lord Mayor will be back in the city today, this afternoon. Will you do a special sort of welcome to everyone and maybe do some shopping with some people or something like that?
Might give you the keys to the city, Lockie. Yeah. You'll hear our confusion in the potty. Also, Monday, the footy wash-up. Bad weekend for both of our teams. And Lockie Reed celebrating a very special birthday. Do you feel any older, Lockie?
No, I'm still feeling 80 and I am 50 years of age, so that's okay.
You've been an incredible help over the last couple of days. We'll hear you on Triple M Footy, of course, on Sunday. Go well, Lockie. Enjoy the podcast. Lockie Reed turned 50 yesterday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lockie.
Is that 50th birthday music, is it, Leachy?
I like it. Was this the like scene it. In the Triple M box yesterday? Because basically you had your birthday party with the Triple M team.
Yeah, I did. Well, so it started in the morning, just a nice morning with, as you said, my mum's over and my wife, Lovely. Suze, and the two kids. Then we met Ben, my son, and his girlfriend, Ash, and Zach, Maddie's boyfriend, at the Crown. So we had a bit of a... We had a bit of a buffet. Yeah, I know. It's not happening in the Reed household. Had a bit of a buffet at the Crown, yes, which was absolutely fantastic. Don't mind a buffet.
Look at Leachy's eyes watering in the studio. Yeah,
exactly right. Sorry you didn't get the invite, Leachy. Yeah. But it was terrific. It was fantastic. And then, as you say, finished it off on Triple M. What a day. I mean, you had a buffet and then you go and see Andrew Embley and commentate with him for the afternoon and listen to his crap that he talks about and watch the Demons beat the Eagles. Sorry, Eagles fans, but I'm a Demons fan. There you go. That's the perfect day.
It was the perfect day. So, Lockie, 50 now in one day. Do you feel, this is the obligatory question, do you feel any different? Do you feel any older?
No older. I've been a bald man for a long time, so I feel like I've been old for a long, long time. However, my clothing, the presents were interesting, Baz, very quickly. Yes. I got two pairs of tracksuit pants, and I like to classify them as one pair was the Xavier Ellis pair, and you know where I'm going with
Daggy.
That, don't you? Yeah, Daggy. And then I had the Basil Zemplis pair, a little bit fancier. Could wear them out, I think. You know, they were that good that I reckon I could hit the hippie club again next Saturday night wearing the tracksuit pants. Got a nice little jumper as well and a fancy T-shirt. So I was a very happy man.
Nah, well done. Look, I tell you what, now only you can see this, but I am wearing tracksuit pants. and there is the live reaction as the boys back in the studio see me at home in my Bonds tracksuit pants. Yeah. It's all downhill after 50, Lockie.
Exactly right. Hey, and I got a nice little box of Fruit Loops as well. I love Fruit Loops. That is perfect. That was probably the best present of all.
What do you get for the man that's got everything? A box of Fruit Loops.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
I need your help, and I reckon there's other people that need your help. Lockie's been dutifully Googling for me. Leachy's been trying to assist as well. Am I allowed out today? Today will be 7 days. I tested positive at around about 9:30 when I got home from last week's show. Mm. Am I allowed out today, or is there more to it than that?
Come to Dr. Locke, Baz. I can tell you everything.
I need to do a RAT?
No.
I don't have to do a RAT. Do I need to have no symptoms? And I feel fine, by the
way. Are you paying for this, by the way? $75 an hour I charge.
Tell
you
what,
this
off,
is
please.
Cheap advice. Now, I think it's a joyous Monday for me, Lockie.
Yes.
I think.
You're out.
I went down and tested positive last Monday after the show. So I was in last week. I hadn't felt any symptoms on the Sunday. Felt a little bit sort of 50-50 Monday morning when I woke up. Came in, did the show, went home, tested positive. So that was at about 9:30, or just after 9:30, 7 days ago.
7 days ago. Okay, so we're going to go to the listeners in a moment, but I've done a little bit of Googling because, my medical degree via the phone.
Yes.
Do I have to show a negative test result to leave isolation and go back to work, which you're pretty keen to get back into the studio here, I know, after testing positive and isolating for 7 days. No, you do not need a negative COVID-19 result to leave isolation and go back to work if you have completed 7 days of isolation since testing positive. Okay,
definitely
so you've
done
definitely
the
done
7 days.
Okay. Yeah. A person may still test positive after 7 days because they can shed the virus. They are not contagious after the 7 days.
So technically I'm not contagious,
Okay, and it's 7 by 24 hours.
Yes, well, I've done those.
Right.
Definitely done those.
Should be
Dylan,
sweet.
Morning.
Morning, how are you?
Now, what do you think? Do you think that's right or do I need a rat?
I think it varies. I mean, in my workplace, there have been a few of us that have had it and needed to show that negative to come back to the workplace. But I've also heard that if you're not showing any symptoms after the 7 days, that you can return to normal life as well. If you're still feeling a bit crook, I think it's an extra 3 days.
So that might be more of a work thing, mightn't it, Dylan? That might be a case of like the job place says, we want you to come back to work when you have tested negative, as opposed to just getting out of isolation. You can still be positive.
Quite possible, just to keep everybody safe, I guess.
All right, Dylan, thank you. Amy's in Auburn Grove and can add to the conversation as we try and work our way through this COVID confusion. Amy, morning.
Morning.
What do you think the rules are?
Well, yeah, our whole family, 4 out of 5 of us, had COVID last week, and I think the rules are on day 7, as everyone else has suggested, you're allowed out of ISO because you get a text message saying that your ISO period is up. So, and the kids can go back to school on day 8 for the day after. And they didn't have to also show a negative RAT because, like the other guy said, you can still show a positive RAT weeks after. But with the guy before, it's the same for my workplace. So I need to provide a negative RAT before I can go back into the workplace.
So you're saying on the 8th day you can actually come out of the house. So you've got to complete the full 7 days.
Yeah, that's what the school said. On the 8th day they can go back to school.
So is that you, Baz? Have you done... Is this your 8th day or your 7th day?
It's only for school.
Only for school.
No,
okay.
Only for schools, right. And then maybe it varies between schools as well. All right, Amy, thank you. Well, I'm not at school, so that's good news.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking I'm okay here. Kylie is in Kundoola. Kylie, morning.
Morning, Baz. How are you going?
Well, I'm feeling fine, actually. And
any
thank
symptoms,
you for asking,
Baz?
I appreciate it.
Any symptoms? Because
well, no,
that
no,
comes
feel,
up saying if you have symptoms, then you should probably do a RAT. So if you haven't got
let's
symptoms...
Let's see what Kylie says. Kylie.
And this is coming directly from the health department because this is the text message I received. Mm-hmm. If you do not have symptoms, you can leave isolation after 7 complete days.
Okay.
Have symptoms, continue to isolate until symptoms resolve.
Right.
If you need it, if you are subject to a legal direction, border entry requirement, hotel quarantine, or have special arrangements through your specialist medical team or workplace, you need to follow those directions before leaving isolation.
Okay. All right. Kylie, thank you. I appreciate that. You're not going to believe it. Just as we were speaking.
I was going to say, have you received the text?
It just popped in then, Leachy. Play the fanfare for that. So right on cue, and exactly as Kylie said, it says, Basil, your final day of isolation is today the 16th.
Yes, it is.
Today is the 16th. Yeah. So it says today is my final day of isolation. If you do not have symptoms, you can leave isolation after 7 complete days. So that will be just after 9:30 this morning. But it then says if you do have symptoms, continue to isolate. So my question now, Lockie, what is symptoms? Because I don't feel crook.
No.
I'm not sick.
You know,
I'm not lying in bed. I haven't got... Well, occasionally I blow my nose, but then I would do that... In winter anyway, anytime. In fact, I do that anytime.
Baz, I got some good news for you.
I think
you are allowed at 9:31 to step out of your house and get back amongst the Perth community. The only thing is...
It's always a but.
I've just spoken to... did a straw poll around the office here. No one wants you back here at Triple M.
All right. Well, can you check Council House and Channel 7, please, Lockie?
I'll be great there, too.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Lockie, you're heading down south today,
yes,
correct?
Yes, I'm actually heading down south, but I'm going via Chemist Warehouse because you know what? The vitamins you can get there, very handy. My wife is full on into making sure I have my vitamins each and every day, so I'm going past there on the way down for the 2.5 hour drive.
Very clever, Lockie. I was going to say you can shop in-store or online. You're going in-store, obviously. Yeah, you can get home delivery if you shop online. Click and collect. Chemist Warehouse, half-price sale. It's on now. So, Lockie, you'll pop in and everything will be half-price. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half-price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Let's get the opener on, Leachie.
The Monday wash-up.
Oh, kick!
All right, now, we have got used to being very happy if you're a Fremantle fan and very despondent if you're a West Coast fan on the Monday after the AFL footy. However, we've not really known a weekend like this one, Locke.
No, absolutely. I mean, yesterday, two games, you would think Fremantle would have gone over and taken on Gold Coast and beaten them or been very, very competitive. I mean, Gold Coast aren't a terrible team and they're pretty decent at home. But I was thinking Fremantle need to make a statement. It was another challenge for them, another box to tick. And unfortunately, they're pretty poor. Two goals to three-quarter time, Baz. They just couldn't kick enough goals.
Well, they didn't turn up. And the wet weather, surely. I mean, if you said to anyone in the world, who's going to be better in the wet, Gold Coast or Fremantle, you'd say Fremantle, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And they've got the better skilled players across the whole park. They've got a really good defence. So I was a little bit surprised that they didn't get more competitive during the game. The game, Eagles and Melbourne, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you called it. Beautifully called again.
Ordinary game. Ordinary game from both Melbourne and West Coast. I know the margin was 74 points. Melbourne should have won by that. You look at West Coast team and there was no chance they were going to compete. But just ordinary from both teams. In fact, I know I had a big buffet, but I almost fell into a food coma just watching the game. It was ordinary. Can I ask the question, though? Having watched Melbourne, disappointing yesterday, but they've won now 16 straight. Thanks, Leachy. I said to Leachy yesterday it was 17, but he said it was 16. We had an argument,
he's right. Once in a while.
Yep. Who was right, Leachy? he's right up with his numbers at the moment. He's come off a massive Eurovision week.
Exactly right. So, Baz, my question to you,
yes,
are we wasting our time for the rest of the season? Melbourne and Brisbane are the two best teams in the competition. Is everybody else just making up the numbers? Should we just play the grand final right now? Mm-hmm.
133353 if you want to weigh in on that one. We've got tickets to Fremantle and Collingwood to give away as part of the Monday wash-up this morning. So Freo fans, Lockie's effectively saying Freo, everyone else down on the ladder, are making up the numbers. You know, I would have had Freo in that top three as contenders until the weekend just gone. I'm still prepared to wait for the doomsday double, as we used to call it in basketball, Lock. We play Melbourne, when I say we, Fremantle, play Melbourne and Brisbane within a week of each other, 1 week and then the next. If they split those two, I reckon they're still contenders.
So
if they can win one of those two.
Yeah, one of those games is Melbourne at the MCG and then Brisbane here.
Both brilliant games to prove that you are genuine. If you beat Melbourne at the MCG, well, say no more. But Brisbane in Perth at Optus Stadium, that'd do me as well.
Yeah.
That would do me as well to say this team can compete.
And probably by then you've got a full-strength team. You would start to think that maybe Fifey's back at that stage. Yeah. And where does he fit in? How does he fit in? That's all to be worked out.
So I've got a question for you. 133353, by the way. Let's get an answer to Lockie's question. Freo fans, if you want to speak up for your team, now is the time. 133353, Freo v Collingwood. Tickets to give away to this weekend's footy. It's a Sunday game at Optus Stadium, 3:20 start. Whose performance was worst on the weekend? I mean, nobody expected West Coast to win.
No.
Fremantle, we all expected to win. Whose display was the most disappointing out of those two?
Well, I don't want to jump on the Dockers because they've had a magnificent season to date. But if you had to compare, I think Fremantle's performance was worse than West Coast, only because we had no expectations on the West Coast Eagles. Their team on paper is a very average one. They don't have a lot of stars playing. Whereas Fremantle, aside from, say, missing Sonny Walters, there was another one that came out late last, Switkowski as well, who's a great player. They really had a pretty much full-strength team. Fife to come back. Gold Coast, I just reckon probably Fremantle.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
We're doing this on a Monday.
The Monday wash up.
Oh, kick!
Straight to the calls. A lot of questions about the weekend's footy. And we've posed one of our own. Whose loss was worse, West Coast or Frio? And your question, Lockie, a good one, is everyone else just making up the numbers? Can only Melbourne and Brisbane win it? Scotty's in Hammond Park. Scotty, away you go. Good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
What are your views?
If Frio can stay within 20 to 30 points of Melbourne over here, in Melbourne.
At the G, yep. Mm.
Yeah, that'd be good for them. Look, it's obviously going to be hard for them to travel over there and play Melbourne over there. If they can beat Brisbane over here, get Fife back, obviously, stick him down at full forward, beat Brisbane over here, and then I think they've got Melbourne again in about 5 to 6 weeks after that over here. And if they can give them a good run over here and beat them over here, there's no reason why they can't get their confidence right up and play the final and win it.
All right, Scotty. So Scotty not writing them off. That's good. Good optimism.
Let's go to Ray, Auburn Grove. Ray, Fremantle fan?
Yep, absolutely, mate. Member.
And what are your thoughts right now after yesterday's performance? Are we concerned or just a blink in the radar?
Not necessarily concerned, but I agree with you. I think, you know, watching all the games this season, Melbourne and Brisbane are the two to beat. But I just think that, you know, like we've had so many ins and outs, you know, like four in, five out. It's just a little bit of lack of consistency across the board for the whole team, I think.
And it's also an experience and a learning curve for them this year, I reckon. I think we're sort of sometimes jumping ahead and going, oh, we can win. I know Flagmantle and everyone's getting excited, which is absolutely terrific. And so they should, Fremantle fans, because they haven't had a lot of success over the last 7 years. But take this year as we're learning, we're going to win important games, we're going to try and make finals and then win a final, and that's a really good season to me.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And, you know, look, people saying the start of the season that, you know, like we were no chance of any of this, you know, like our plan for, you know, was like 3, 4, 5 years down the road. But I think we've proved all of that wrong. And this is going to be
ahead of the curve. I like it, Ray. I like it. Yep. Heading in the right direction, that's for sure. Tommy's in Cloverdale. Tom, what do you think?
Hi there. I think Frio, you're writing Frio off too early. And that is we've copped a lot of flack. And now the team is starting to play like a team where we can now be a team to reckon with. If we get most of our players back, like Michael Walters, Nat Lockie, and Matt Tavernier and all them, we've got a good chance where we think if we had them on the weekend, I'm sure we would have beat Gold Coast without a trouble.
I like it, Tommy. I like it. I still, jury's out for me, Locke, as I said. What you say is 100% correct. We can see why you would think that Melbourne and Brisbane clear. But if Frio can win one of those two, I reckon they're in the mix. I think they are genuine contenders with what they've still got to come back. But they don't want too many performances, too many more, like they had on the weekend, that's for sure.
All right, Blakey from Kelmscott. Blakey, Fremantle fan, and he... okay with your team at the moment? I mean, they only just dropped the one yesterday.
How are you guys?
Good.
Good, Blake.
Lockie, it's good to have you back on the radio. Missed you since last year.
Thank you, mate.
I reckon you shouldn't count your chickens before they hatch. As the old saying goes, it's not over till the fat lady sings. Lockie, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Would people actually turn off Channel 10 now that it's broadcast in bloody Sydney? You're the only person keeping people watching Channel 10.
Did not see that coming, Lockie.
They stay with Channel 10 because we're local and live and proud, Blakey.
Poor old Lockie.
Lockie's filling in, Blake.
No, local sport, local weather, mate, and we've got a local girl reading over there in Sydney. So...
ring the bell. Well done, Lock. You've emerged with your head held high. Poor old Lockie's in for COVID illness and carnage all around us, and he cops a whack on the way through.
I'm on holidays too.
Great calls, everybody. You'll hear Lockie and the team, Fremantle and Collingwood, this Sunday.
For Chemist Warehouse, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse.